Hey everybody, this is Megan Jocks with Revelation Wellness Nashville. Today we're going to be talking about nutrition, we're going to be talking about healing, health, all those great things. If you guys follow me on Facebook, if you've been following me recently at least, you've probably seen that I've been posting more and more things about nutrition, wild edibles, things that you can do to kind of help heal your body. This is not new information to me. This has been something that I've been actively involved in for over 10 years now. My mom was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer in 2003, and she decided to go with naturopathic health for the primary, at least the first portion of her bout with cancer. We had went to Mexico for a month to a naturopathic hospital. There we did raw vegan, high raw vegan, foods. We did juicing. So I really started learning about juicing and foods and how they can heal our body and all these things. And during that time that my mom was going through that, her tumors started shrinking. So remember, she had stage 4. She had been given 3 months to live at that time. But we started seeing rapid, healing when it came to just kind of shifting these things. Now, she did some different HL treatments and things like that, but it was all naturopathic type stuff. And like I said, a majority of it was juicing and changing her diet, which seems really, really super crazy, especially in today's world where, you know, the doctors constantly tell you that chemo and radiation is the only answer. Not saying it is, not saying it isn't. I'm just saying this is my story. And I am not a doctor or a healthcare professional per se, so please do not get that impression here. I'm just sharing my experience. So at that point back in 2003 is when I really started researching for myself about health and wellness, about herbs, about nature, about different ways that our bodies can actually heal themselves. And it became really, really intriguing to me and something that I wanted to keep pursuing. So over the years, I've experimented with tons of juicing, raw foods, like I said, herbs, all of that. And I just find it fascinating. I absolutely love it. There was a time in my life where it was really super fear-based. And I can honestly say that I had a lot of anxiety when it came to eating foods that I deemed non-nutritious, very troubling to the lymphatic system. Any food like that, I really just struggled with either putting in my mouth or not, just struggling with a lot of shame and being tied up in my mind with what I thought this food was doing to my body. But that's not freedom, friends. And so thankfully, God did not leave me there. He allowed me to experience and experiment with those things from a place of bondage, but then he freed me. And it was a hard process to release what I thought I knew, to learn what his heart was and what freedom looked like. And now I love learning about raw foods and juicing and wild edibles and herbs and how they help assist the body and all the naturopathic healing type things, not out of fear at all, but rather out of a great adventure of just like discovering things and learning. There's so much that God intertwined in this world that just like works together, and not just even with our bodies, with just anything in this life, just how God wove it all together, and it all helps each other. But so now I have a lot of information, and I have a lot of knowledge about how herbs affect the body, about how vegetables affect the body, and juice and wellness. And you know, it seems like we live in a very chronically ill society where this information would be very important, right? To share, like how your lymphatic system works and how your kidneys work. And those are all things that I really, really do love and I want to share on. But for the longest time, I had the hardest time sharing any of that with you guys because I felt like it's so quickly made an idol in today's society. And we think that we can heal ourselves. And even when we do take herbs or even when we do change our diets and our nutrition, it's not that that heals us. It's God. God heals us each and every time. There's somebody who could do juicing and change their diet and still die. Could still die. And then we have somebody who could do chemo and radiation and they live. So my heart is always to teach you guys how to sit before the Lord, hands open, asking Him, Father, what would you say? You can learn these things, but unless you learn how to learn and then take it before the Father and say, God, what do you say is best for me? Lord, I've learned all this stuff about raw food and juicing, and you know, that can devour a lot of your time learning about healing. And that's a conflict sometimes I have where I have to go, God, I have such a urge and desire to learn this stuff just because I think it's so cool and so fun. But I have to go before the Lord and go, God, but what do you say? Should I spend my time here? Should I spend my energy here? Or do I need to be spending more time with you and just hearing your heart and what you want to do? Because ultimately, friends, what God does sometimes just doesn't make sense with worldly laws. We can spend our time studying the world and how different things work, like A, B, C, D, how those things all fall in line. And if A happens, then B happens, then C happens, right? It all makes sense. It's all worldly theories and laws that have possibly been proven true. But when we're talking about supernatural things and we have all this head knowledge about A, B, C, D, when the Lord speaks and He doesn't always do things A, B, C, D, we have a lot harder time laying down the worldly law to hear the supernatural law, what God's trying to say, what He wants to say. There was a time when God was kind of freeing me from the fear of food and what it was doing, what it wasn't doing, how it was reacting with my body, that I literally, God said, eat what's in front of you when you're hungry. Eat what's in front of you, eat when you're hungry, and stop when you're content. I went around with God on this. And some of you are going to chuckle because you're probably, maybe you don't have this problem. But I ate high raw. But when there was a piece of pizza in front of me, I will never forget that night. And I was praying and I'm like, God, okay, so you said eat when I'm hungry, stop when I'm content. I'm hungry right now. What we have is pizza. Ryan had went and gotten pizza. Now I can go and try to prepare something different, but this is what's in front of me. So it's like pizza. Okay. And the Lord just reaffirmed me. He said, eat what's in front of you, or eat what's in front of you. Eat when you're hungry and stop when you're content. So I ate the pizza. What I quickly found was that as I was starting to eat the pizza, in my brain, my mind was going, this is going to slow your lymphatic system. This is going to slow your digestion. You're probably going to be constipated. You're probably going to lag in energy. Now, some of you guys probably do that right now and you still eat the pizza, right? But your brain already starts telling you what this pizza is going to do to your body because you have the head knowledge of what you think it's going to do to your body. And maybe you even have past experience to pull from. And that's what's something that I had to go through and go, okay, God, but I have past experience. And the Lord just reassured me because he just kept reaffirming what He had already told me. So moving forward, I thrived. Like, I continued to walk by those steps and it didn't make sense to my brain because again, like I said, I had done the research on what was quote unquote best for healing and restoration of the body and to be forever cancer free and yada, 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 right? And I'm not discrediting that at all because it's super, super powerful. But I'm also saying that fear and anxiety and stress are just as toxic to your body as a cheeseburger, okay? Or like something you would consider toxic. I'm not even going to say that's toxic, but at that time I would have said like a cheeseburger or something really toxic. Stress and fear over what you are not going to eat is also very hard on your body and releases different hormones into your system. So we do ourselves a great benefit to surrender our nutrition, to surrender our ideas on what is best for our body, and sit before the Lord. That was hard for me too because I knew what I knew. Plus I had experience. Plus I had this personal experience with my mom and seeing her getting better. But the more we know, sometimes the less we know. So I haven't always liked sharing, and I've really withdrew with sharing anything that I've learned until this past month. And now, like, I can't stop because I just love it. I love going outside and seeing a pine tree and being like, pine needles. They're so high in vitamin Z. Going and picking some pine needles, washing them and making a tea out of it, right? It's really good for coughs too and bronchial infections, I believe. Double check me on that one. But with your cough and things going on in your chest, like you can go and make pine needle tea. It's free. It's free and it's healing to your body and it's something that like God made. I love learning that stuff. And then I really do love sharing it with you guys. But my fear has always been that that will be your God, that will be the thing that you chase and you spend your time and your energy in. And I don't want that. I want you to know your Father in heaven and be intimate with him and know his voice so that you can hear him. Because you know what? In all honesty, God has led me to some things that I didn't know one thing about. I hadn't spent 1 ounce of time studying. And in my quiet time when I said, God, what do you say about this? Like, I don't have much energy. What do you think about this? What do I need to do? And he has pointed to something that I knew very, very little about and reassured me that, hey, don't spend your time in all this other stuff. Just focus right here for right now. That is the honest truth. We're going to save ourselves a lot of time and a lot of energy if we can learn to hear the voice of God and then walk in obedience with him, whether it makes sense or whether it doesn't. Trust me, the beginning of my journey of freedom in this thing did not make sense. Don't spend all your time researching all this stuff in the pursuit of the perfect body, health, fitness, all this stuff. Stay free. Get free, stay free is what I like to say. It's really, really tempting to just dive in and, you know, think you have all the answers and look at all the studies and all the research, especially right now. Like, we're kind of in a more quote unquote natural, healthy, time where people are selling essential oils and Juice Plus and anything and everything that's quote unquote healthy, and you have statistics to back everything up, and it's all kind of like, I have to have it. There's like this urgency of any of you that are wanting to get healthy where it's like, I have to have this and I have to have that, and all of our money is going into it and all of our time is going into it, and then we're setting up the meetings and we're doing all these things. And I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm just saying, who is ordaining your steps? Are you just doing it because you think God would want you to do this, or God would like you to do that? Or have you actually asked him? And if that feels offensive to you, then maybe you're the person that I'm talking to. Sometimes I'm the person that I'm talking to. I have to hold the reins sometimes and go, you know what, God? Like, yeah, I love this stuff. Yeah, I normally love working out. I love spending my time here. But God says, hey, when you're there, you're not here. So be here. And hey, I'll actually save you some time and I'll help direct you in that area too. He's a good dad. He doesn't want you suffering. But he's also a healer. He is also a master physician. Let's give him credit for that. Let's go to him for that. Let's believe him for that. So that being said, I'm going to share unafraid with you guys different things that I learned. I want to go through the systems of the body because I think they're absolutely phenomenal and how they work in your kidneys and your lymphatic system and your, because it's important in general. Like, it's your body. It's so cool how it works, how it's made to clean itself, how we can help it in cleaning itself. But I don't want you to be afraid that you have to do these things, that you have to do that to make sure that you don't ever get cancer and that you don't ever get sick and die. Like, pray, ask God, say, Lord, show me what podcasts of hers to listen to. Show me after I listen to this, how to not be overwhelmed with fear because I ate this and she said that it affects that. Like, forget that. All this head knowledge, like I said, if when you enter God, all bets off. Like, he gets it all because he supersedes anything that any book can ever tell me. And I'm going to be surrendered to him in the process to be like, Megan, it doesn't really matter how your lymph system works. I want you focused here. I want you free here. So I love you guys. I hope this gives some clarity of why I don't always answer health questions. I generally, if someone comes to me for a health question or how to lose weight or anything like that, my primary answer is, let's go to the Lord. What does He say about your diet? What does He want you eating? What do you thrive on? Save a lot of time for me and for you. He knows your body, past, present, and future. He knows things I don't know. He knows things your doctor doesn't know. But we have to hear His voice. We have to listen for His voice. All right, I love you guys. Hope this finds you well. If you don't have the app for this podcast, please download it. It's on, I believe, the right side of your screen. You can download it. You'll get an update every single time that we have a podcast. And then also, please tell your friends, share this podcast. That would mean a lot to me. Comment. That would actually mean more than anything to me, probably, is if you could comment on these. Let me know you're out there. Let me know you're listening. I don't get a lot of feedback on these, and I know that you guys are listening to these. And so I want to hear from you. I want to know what's going on in your world. I want to just say hi back and be able to engage with you guys. And I know we're kind of in like a culture that like hides behind the computer screens, and we don't have to engage behind a computer or whatever. And that's fine too, but I think it's cool to get to know who you are, who my listeners are. And also, if you have questions, please leave comments, ask questions. If you have topics that you would like me to cover or talk about, I'd love to do that. Body image, eating, pine needle tea, any of that. Feel free to leave me a comment, and I would love to address what I can with you. So love you guys. Have a great day.